Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lights Out Podcast. I'm your host, John Bright. Today, I'm going to give you a quick rundown on how to properly calculate lighting needs for commercial and industrial spaces. Now, I know lighting can seem like a bit of a snooze fest, but get this. The way you light your facility can actually impact safety, productivity, and costs. Pretty important stuff, right? Let me walk you through the basic steps. First up, you've got to measure the space. Take out that trusty tape measure and document all your rooms, hallways, warehouse areas, anything that needs light. Be sure to note ceiling heights and any obstructions too. Our next step is looking at the tasks happening in each space. Are people doing detailed inspection work, moving heavy equipment around? Once you know the activity, you can assign the proper light level based on regulations. This is where things can get a little numbers, Nancy, so hang with me. You'll take the recommended light level, usually in lux units, and convert it to lumens per square foot. Then you multiply that by the actual square footage to get the total lumens needed. I know you math whizzes have probably zones out by now, but don't worry, the podcast recap will have all the formulas. The final step is adding up all the lumen totals from each area. This grand total is what you'll use to spec out your fixtures, bulbs, and overall lighting design. Stick to this process, and I guarantee your facility will be properly lit. Oh, and one more pro tip. Leave yourself a bit of a lighting buffer, just in case your needs change down the road. So in summary, folks, measure your space, assign tasks, do the lumen math, and you're on your way to optimized lighting. Tune in next time for some lighting product recommendations and horror stories of what not to do. This is John Bright, signing off until then.